Welcome back to Beyond the Gate, our Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood podcast. I'm Megan.
And I'm Meg.
And today we're talking about episode 58, Sacrifices.
Yes, in this episode, Mustang must make a difficult choice. Will he break alchemy's greatest taboo, or will he watch the person dearest to him die? Meanwhile, it grows ever more difficult to discern where Ling ends and greed begins.
Whoever's writing these, way to go, that's awesome.
Right.
And this covers manga chapter 100, Holding the Gate, and 101, The Fifth Human Sacrifice.
Let's just jump right into this episode. There's a lot happens, because everybody has just disappeared, been eaten up by the little hands.
The rapture has come.
yes. And we first see that Ed is gone, and Roy is very concerned.
Where has my son gone?
Which I really appreciated.
Where's my dad?
Hello. No.
I'm too small to do this.
That was however many months ago.
I'm outdated. I'm sorry.
Nah. We were just singing Jones Barbecue and Foot Massage earlier. Or talking about it.
Anyway.
All right. We get a brief scene of Ed in the portal. He has been captured by the little hands, and he's screaming and confused.
Yeah, I would be too.
Yep. But then we go back to Greedling and the fear of fighting. Greed, or I would say more Ling, is absolutely furious that Fu has just been killed, and he is going nuts, and they both go like over the side of the wall. Actually, where is that body of water? Is that like a,
there's like a moat in the middle.
Yeah.
Kind of on the outside, but also it's going right through the building. But yeah, so I think it happened really fast, but the two of them go tumbling over the side, and Ling, using his hardened like claw-like arm, grabs the side of the wall to keep himself, mm-hmm. you know, up. But the Fuhrer grabs his other arm, and Ling's just dangling him like, let go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he's losing his grip, but then Lan Fan grabs his hand, his arm, with her automail arm, which is just crazy. And it like immediately starts bleeding. And he's like, let go, like, you're hurting yourself. And she's like, no, I'm not gonna lose you. And then she starts crying.
Yeah, because he tells her, let me go, Fu needs you more. And she says it's too late for him. So she lost her grandfather, and she's about to lose, like, the only other person that she can trust in this world.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's very, very emotional scene. And then she calls over some Briggs soldiers to help her, and they shoot the Fuhrer, and he falls, and they manage to rescue Ling. And Ling immediately runs to Fu. To Fu. Fu. No, I'm just even. It's fine. It's kind of funny.
It's your podcast.
It's better than last night when I spelled F-U instead.
Or me when I started laughing during this scene because I thought Ling said food.
So many mistakes. All right. Okay. Ling runs to Fu, and he yells for a doctor or an alchemist, and there's just no one around. And he just, it's so heartbreaking. He's devastated. And then some dumb central soldier shoots Ling in the head, and he's fine, but Lan Fan is very concerned about him.
Sorry. My lord.
Basically, same difference, right?
Yeah.
And I really liked what he said. He basically mourning that he's like, I finally gained immortality, but I still can't save anyone.
Yeah, I mean, that was a very powerful scene, because he said it in as many words, but I think seeing it play out is even better, because Fu is there on the ground dying, and Ling would give anything to use his power to heal Fu, but instead, when he gets shot, he heals himself automatically. He's like, why can't I use all of this power I've gained to help my friends? And in the manga, he says, this thing inside me is supposed to grant immortality, but what good is it if I can't save a single life? Oh, Ling.
Yeah, so he's not doing so hot, and Buccaneer also not doing so hot. He is dying.
I'm surprised he made it this far.
I was gonna say, like, he's been stabbed like 3 or 4 times. Like,
this is anime. He can survive a stabbing.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
No.
And then we see the soldiers still shooting down the stairs, but then they run out of ammo, and Buccaneer, he is concerned for his fellow soldiers, and his dying wish is to have Greenling defend the gate. And he agrees.
Yes, I love what Buccaneer says in the manga. This gate must remain closed until our queen orders it to be opened. Referring to General Armstrong.
Yes. Awesome.
The female General Armstrong.
Well, there's only one General Armstrong.
Major General Armstrong.
Yes, true.
Pardon me.
And Ling asks Greed for his power, and he agrees, and he turns on his ultimate shield.
Which is the first time we see Ling with that, you know, the mask part of it on, with mm-hmm. the sharp teeth and the weird eyes. It's so cool. Yeah.
Yes, and then we see him going down the elevator, like standing on top of it, and he warns the soldiers to leave, but they just shoot at him, and of course it doesn't affect him, and he like emerges from a cloud of dust and attacks them, and then the elevator like must be broken, and he like shoots down the shaft and explodes the whole like stairwell, like everybody didn't happen
in the manga, as far as I could read ahead. It Ling in the manga, I don't think he kills anyone. He just smashes a couple faces and breaks a few bones. There's a great panel of him just snapping somebody's limbs. It's, ugh. I mean, like, he's stopping them from fighting without killing them. That's why I think it's great. I don't approve of him smashing bones. I just think him taking other people out of the fight without killing, that's such a Ling thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, he warns them to leave. Like, yeah. It's, I don't know, we were talking about this. It's just sad because these guys, they don't understand what they're fighting for. Like, if they knew what was happening, they would not be doing what they're doing.
They're concerned. They're protecting their country, mm-hmm. and they're on the good side.
Yeah, it's really sad. But Armstrong's like the bridge soldiers and Mustang's men, like they can't tell them. Yeah, they can't do anything about it, and so they have to take them out, which is why Mustang's men originally, like, they weren't killing anyone, mm-hmm. but the bridge soldiers are a different breed. I was gonna ask, did Ling like ride down on the top of the elevator in the manga?
Well, I remember him saying the line about not fighting anyone, so I think he was at the top of the stairs by the elevator, but I don't think we actually see him go down. I'd have to look back at it, but I don't think we see him actually, like, going down.
Okay. So the whole, like, stairs and elevators, like, shaft explodes, and we see Ling emerge from the bottom of the stairs, and he stops a truck with his hands.
That did happen in the manga. That was
pretty epic. Awesome. And he's just taking everyone out. And then we see the Briggs soldiers telling Buccaneer that Ling's doing what he said he would. And he's like, I'm glad he's fighting for us. And he says, I'm ready to go now. And I don't know. I liked this scene. He's just like says farewell to his comrades, and he's like, "See you on the other side." Which this had me dying, because in the we will share this at some point, but there is these like Full Metal bloopers where it's like the English voice actors like messing up and like saying other goofy lines, and during this scene, the voice actor is like quotes like the Muppets, I'm pretty sure. Where he's he's talking about the Rainbow Connection.
So you're on the other side. I see you. There's a Rainbow Connection.
The dreamers
and me.
It's pretty great, and it fits totally well, because like we will. But it's funny because like it fits perfectly, because it's like the while he's talking, you just like see the sky and like
in the camera him, pants.
Like, yeah.
It's yeah, amazing. He doesn't have to lip match. He doesn't have to do the lip flap, so he can say anything at that point.
Yep. Yeah, it's pretty great.
Man, I just wanna be in a booth when people are doing dub work. Like I wanna see these flubs and watch them work with them.
I feel like I don't know.
I've seen the Ouran High School Host Club bloopers. They're pretty awesome.
Yeah,
they have more liberty with these older shows.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, I feel like with the older stuff, I've seen more bloopers. Some of the newer ones, I don't know.
I've seen My Hero Academia ones.
They're
pretty funny.
That's true. I don't know.
I guess it just depends on the
cast and the show.
Yeah, I like my friend Ava showed me, well, we've met Ava on the show before, but she showed me some Ouran bloopers, and my favorite one was, there's a sweet scene where this guy is holding a little bird in a box, and I think he saved it from a broken wing, and I think it's supposed to be, like, very sweet, and the bird flies away, and he smiles sadly at it leaving, but in the bloopers, the bird flies away, he smiles at the sky, the girl next to him is like, oh, it's flying away, and the voice actor just whispers, get my gun. And he lip matched it while the guy was smiling sadly at it flying away.
That is amazing. Yeah. At the end we'll talk about
I have a favorite. I do have a favorite.
Yeah, I know what your favorite is.
It does not line up with my personality, but...
No. But honestly, because of it, we have started saying... Like, I frequently say a different version of that.
Heck yeah.
All the time. Yes. Okay. Anyway. Buccaneer has gone to the other side. And we go to Olivier, and she learns of Buccaneer's death, and that Greed is helping them fight above, and Sig is also still down there searching for Izumi. I maybe just to establish that, like, they've got it under control upstairs, and they can keep they all decide to keep going down and find Father and hopefully Izumi.
I felt so bad for Sig.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, where'd my wife go?
And then we see Izumi. She and Ed have arrived in Father's lair. And Al also arrives a little bit after them. And he is unconscious.
And Ed is freaking out.
Mm-hmm. Father appears with... he is just a big, fat... blob with a bunch of I saw him, and it was like,
he
looks kind of chunky, like
he's just maybe this massive shadow,
maybe because he like ate the other body. I don't know
because he's got Hohenheim.
He's
captured Hohenheim inside of his body, vaguely humanoid shaped body.
Yeah,
and I like that Ed actually sounded concerned, like he saw his dad and he's like, Hohenheim, like, mm-hmm. Oh my goodness, my dad's been swallowed up.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, Ed may have beef with his dad, but at the end of the day, he does care about him.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And then we go to the fight with Scar and Mustang and Hawkeye, and they have all been captured by the other fewer candidates. And the Dr. Goldtooth.
That's literally his name.
Yes, yeah, in the little, like, mid-credits thing, like, it says Goldtooth Doctor. Like, that is his name. So, his name is Dr. Goldtooth. That is what I'm going to call him.
You think he was born with that name and got the tooth later, or got the tooth and then get the name?
Very important question.
It's like, was it the chicken or the egg?
Yeah. I honestly don't know.
Anyway.
He wants to make Mustang open the portal, and Mustang refuses, of course. But then one of the soldiers stabs Hawkeye, and I loved this. Mustang, like, oh, man, he's like, I'll kill you.
Travis Willingham did a great performance. It was just like, when he said, I'll kill you, it sounded like everyone in the booth listening to him was probably like, ooh, time for us to take a break. Bye.
Yeah, I loved it. Yeah. Hawkeye tells him not to save her. She's like, I'm not going to die because you told me not to, so don't try to save me. Don't open the portal. And the doctor tells him to, he says, save your precious woman. Which,
even the bad guys ship it.
Right?
They know.
Everybody knows. Everybody sees. And he offers the Philosopher's Stone to save her in exchange for him opening the portal. And Mustang agrees to do it.
Actually, and he says, okay.
Yeah, he says, yeah, he does. Yeah. Hawkeye's bleeding out. He, like, cut her, like,
there.
Yeah, like, in
the... She's, to her credit, I mean, she was talking, which she shouldn't be doing, but she was, like, it sounded like she was not whispering, but holding her speech back, and she was pressing against the wound as she was laying there. So she's staying very calm amidst all of this, and doing the right thing to, like, try to, you know, stanch the bleeding, but it is a fatal blow. Like, within a minute or so, she will be gone.
Yeah. And that's the end of the episode.
Yeah. For tracking, I would say we could track a homunculi death, but there's no confirmation that Bradley is actually dead. I mean, he just fell into a moat from 100 feet up. That's not going to kill him, right? He survived an exploding train. And as we know, he doesn't regenerate like the other homunculi, so any death for him will be final since he doesn't regenerate, but it will take a lot to kill him. So we probably haven't seen the end of him just yet. Then, for animation expertise, I just wanted to talk about the scene where Lan Fan is holding on to Ling over the ledge of the building. Her blood mixes with the tears on Greed's cheek. It was a really good emphasis on how dramatic and sad the moment is, but there's extra attention to detail on the color shift as the tear and the blood mixed and the tear turned bright red and ran down his cheek.
Oh, I loved that. That was perfect.
Yes. And story elements analysis, just wanted to make a mention that a character was entering rage mode TM due to grief. I love when characters lose their minds. Most of the time, if I love it, it has to do with, like, they got mad because somebody they loved got hurt.
Yeah.
And they are, like, a cinnamon roll normally.
Yes,
and they just...
usually... There is one time that I do not like it, and it's a little bit controversial because I know people love it, but I did not like when Gon transformed in Hunter x Hunter. I won't talk about that here. It's another time.
Beating a dead horse, but I think one of my favorite versions of this was more recent, but Kenji in Bungo Stray Dogs, because we didn't know what power he had until his friend got hurt and he just lost it. And
yeah.
And then we learned that there's, like, a rule the bad guys have: don't make Kenji mad.
Yep. Yeah. Yes. That's amazing.
He's so sweet. And we met his voice actor. He's like, I love Kenji.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
All right. That's the end of the episode. Megan, what was your favorite line?
Mine came from Greed when he was talking about fighting the soldiers. He said, "Oh yeah, and ladies, I won't fight women. I'm not that kind of guy."
I love that. I love that he says that. That callback to way earlier.
Back to the original Greed.
Was that the original Greed? Because I know he said it. I know he said it early on.
No, I think that was the original Greed because Izumi Ed and was. Al. Yeah, but Izumi was gonna fight.
Oh yeah,
and he's like, I remember that.
Yep. See, he is the same guy.
He is. What was your favorite line, Meg?
Mine came from Buccaneer, when he learned that Greedling is fighting for them. He's like, "That's good. Now I can kick the bucket in peace." Which honestly is just.
We both agreed we would say that at some point.
It's just relatable. Like, okay, now I can die in peace.
Yep.
Also, wait, did you see that post I sent you of like all the different, it was on Pinterest, all the different ways to say like someone's dead?
Yes, I shared that with my parents and we were crushed in a gut.
My favorite one. I was like crying. I was like, I want to say. Okay, wait, I need to send you something.
One that made us laugh the most was, "He used to be earning a living, but now he's living in an urn." That that got my mom pretty good. One of my favorites was, "She's rigging her mortise."
No, mine was, "He beefed it mega hard."
I think I've heard people say that in terms of, like, skateboarding.
Yeah.
Beefed it mega hard.
Anyway, funny ways to say if someone died. Maybe I'll share that because that was,
yes, please.
Dying.
Was awesome.
All right, what did we learn in this episode?
We learned to lend your strength to those who can't fight for themselves.
And who push the story forward?
Greedling, obviously.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. That is all we've got.
Yeah, follow us.
Leave that really long space, please.
Feel free to follow us on Spotify and Instagram and YouTube. I swear I'm catching up on videos and the backlog of that. But I guess we will see. I was going to say we'll see you next time. I always say that, but we don't see you. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for another episode.
All right, bye.
Bye.